You're standing on a quiet street. It's a residential neighborhood on the outskirts of the city center, free from noise and traffic. You can hear the distant rumble of the tram on the nearby main road, but most of the other sounds around you are natural, like birdsong and the voices of people walking by. There's nothing particular to see or do here, but this neighborhood has a calm, laid-back atmosphere, and it's pleasant to just walk through. You continue your stroll past attractive brick buildings, noticing all the little signs of life. The scent of freshly baked cake wafts through an open door, and you can hear someone practicing the violin across the street. You spot a woman leaning out of her window to water the plants on the ledge, and then beginning a conversation with her neighbor passing in the street below. You can hear children's voices somewhere in the distance too, the sound of excitement as they have fun in a nearby garden or playground. Although there's nothing particularly significant about any of these sights, sounds, or smells, they are comforting to you. They're the signs of people going about their daily routines, enjoying these little moments of everyday life. Paying attention to these moments while exploring a city is a different kind of sightseeing, you think. In its own way, it's just as enjoyable as visiting monuments and museums. As you walk on, you notice a few simple shops here and there. A corner supermarket, a pharmacy, a florist. All touches of residential life. You're not expecting to find anything out of the ordinary, and it's enough just to walk around the streets, enjoying the tranquil ambience here. But as you turn the corner, you notice something different. On the opposite side of the street, in the middle of a row of residential buildings, is an open garage door. While you're still too far away to see it clearly, it looks like some kind of workshop. You can hear the buzz of a saw and see all kinds of wooden shapes and structures stacked on top of each other. Curious to find out more, you cross the street and walk towards the open door. When you reach the other side, you recognize the shapes of these objects. They are the bodies of acoustic guitars, albeit unfinished and stringless at the moment. You now realize what you've stumbled upon. This is the shop of a master luthier, or maker of stringed instruments, hidden away in this unassuming part of town. There's a sign next to the door with the luthier's name, which you vaguely recognize. Suddenly, the whole place acquires a sense of familiarity, almost of déjà vu. You wonder whether you've read about this shop, or even dreamed about it. As you're gazing at the sign, you become aware that the hum of the saw has paused. The workshop falls silent, and the luthier comes to greet you. She might not be what you expected, as the very word luthier conjures up images of antiquity. Rachel is in her early 40s. She wears a loose white shirt and a green apron, which is covered in sawdust. Her long dark hair is tied up and clipped into place. She smiles and introduces herself as the only member of staff. She works alone here, creating and repairing high-quality guitars and other stringed instruments. She's just finished a phase of her work and has to wait for some glue to dry. She has time to show you around the workshop and teach you a little bit about the craft of guitar making, if you'd like.